Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easy, digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. Steve's latest episode explores jazz interpretations of music from the gospel tradition. Many jazz musicians develop their playing and singing styles in the church. The musical examples Steve chooses add instrumental touches to gospel tunes that have their origins in vocal music. There's no one better to illuminate this relationship than the influential jazz pianist Hank Jones and acoustic bassist Charlie Hayden. We close this episode with a joyful noise from the legendary Mavis Staples, accompanied by Lucky Peterson at the organ. And now, here is our own jazz messenger, Steve Gedrose.
Welcome and thanks for coming out to our Jazz in the Hall event. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight, we're fortunate to hear some new music from the Winter Trio. They'll debut their second recording called Muse. This record is a blend of classics, gospel influence, and new compositions performed with a jazz sensibility. As Daniel Jank has a background in the gospel tradition, I thought that I would share some music from that world, played by a couple of jazz legends. Gospel music is a genre of Christian music. The creation, performance, significance, and even the definition of gospel music varies according to the culture and social context. Gospel music usually has dominant vocals, often with a strong use of harmony, and Christian lyrics. Gospel music can be traced to the early 17th century with roots in the Black oral tradition. Hymns and sacred songs were often repeated in a call and response fashion. Most of the churches in the Black community relied on hand clapping and foot stomping as rhythmic accompaniment. Much of the singing was done a cappella. Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones created 2 gospel music recordings that I'll focus on this evening. Their 2 albums are Steal Away from 1994 and Come Sunday from 2010. Charlie Hayden was born on August 6, 1937, and passed on July 11, 2014, from complications arising from the polio that he suffered as a child. He was a jazz bassist, composer, band leader, and music educator who built a career that lasted more than 50 years. He grew up in a musical family in the American Midwest. His family had a country and western act along the lines of the more famous Carter family. They played revival meetings and county fairs in the Midwest, and in the late 1930s, they had their own radio show in Shenandoah, Iowa. This cracked me up. Charlie debuted on the family program at the tender age of 22 months. It's kind of like Mozart or something. Anyway, after his mother noticed him humming along to her lullabies, Charlie sang with the family group until contracting polio at the age of 15. The disease weakened the nerves in his face and throat, which ended his singing career. He played bass with several country artists until the jazz bug bit him. In 1957, he moved to Los Angeles to pursue his dream to explore jazz. In 1958, he met iconoclast saxophonist Ornette Coleman. Hayden moved to New York with Coleman in 1959. The group that they formed was one of the most significant jazz quartets in the history of the music. Charlie developed a style that emphasized simplicity, which is often very difficult to achieve. This less is more approach served him very well with Coleman's group, as well as many other influential bands that he was a member or leader of. Henry Jones Jr. lived from July 31st, 1918 to May 16th, 2010. He's best known as Hank Jones and was an American jazz pianist, band leader, arranger, and composer. Critics and musicians describe Jones as eloquent, lyrical, and impeccable in both his personal and professional life. Through his career, he developed a harmonic facility of extraordinary taste and sophistication. Jones recorded more than 60 albums under his own name and countless others as a sideman. On May 19, 1962, he played piano as actress Marilyn Monroe sang her famous "Happy Birthday, Mr. President" to U.S. President John F. Kennedy. The revealing dress that she wore on that night has come to be known as skin and beads, and it certainly overshadowed Hank's playing. He was one of seven children in a musical family who lived in Pontiac, Michigan. His younger brothers, trumpeter Thad and drummer Elvin, emerged as giants in the jazz genre. In June 2005, Jones was awarded an honorary doctorate of music from Berklee College of Music at the 20th anniversary of jazz education at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Perugia, Italy. Hank Jones received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 2009. Both of these artists had connections to church. Jones's father was a deacon in the Baptist Church, and the country music that Hayden played as a child had gospel roots. In 1994, they recorded a duet album containing a variety of spirituals, hymns, and folk songs. This record is called Steal Away and was released on the Verve label. The thing that I find so significant about this project is the incredibly deep emotional weight that both men bring to this music. While these songs have been recorded in many versions, Hayden and Jones bring their extensive knowledge and love for jazz to the proceedings. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is an African-American spiritual. Spirituals were originally an oral tradition that imparted Christian values while also describing the hardships of slavery. This song's earliest known recording was in 1909 by the Fisk Jubilee Singers of Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. This group toured and recorded to raise funds for their university. Swing Low was one of 50 songs that were added to the National Recording Registry in 2002. It was also included in the list of Songs of the Century by the Recording Industry Association of America and the Endowment of the Arts. I especially enjoy Hayden and Jones's performance. It's so honest and deeply felt. So this is number one, please, Jim. This is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot by Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, or simply motherless child, is also a traditional African American spiritual. It dates back to the end of slavery in the United States. An early performance of this song dates back to the 1870s, once again by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. The song can be seen as an expression of pain or despair, conveying the hopelessness of a child who has been torn from his or her parents. In one rendition, the repetitive singing of the word sometimes offers a measure of hope, as it suggests that at least sometimes I do not feel like a motherless child. Although the grief-stricken words can be interpreted literally, they could also be seen as metaphoric. The lyric motherless child could refer to a slave separated from or yearning for his or her African homeland, his or her spouse, parents, siblings, or children, from all or any of which he or she may have been separated in the trafficking process. It could be also heard as a slave suffering a long ways from home, home being heaven. Some interpretations explain that all these scenarios could apply. So this is number two, please, Jim. Once again, Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones play Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child.
Thank you.
that sometimes I feel like a motherless child. I'd like to move through time to 2010. Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones reconvened to record a follow-up to Steal Away. Their Come Sunday project was recorded several months before Jones's passing. It features an expanded repertoire that includes a couple of Christmas carols, and a title track, Come Sunday, was written by Duke Ellington. The duo's playing and musical interaction remained as profound as on the earlier Steal Away record. The song Give Me That Old Time Religion is a traditional gospel song dating from 1873, when it was included in a list of Jubilee songs, though it's possible that it emerged even earlier. Some scholars, such as Forrest Mason McCann, have asserted the possibility of an earlier stage of evolution of the song. He said the tune may go back to English folk origins. Though it later died out in the European-American repertoire, it stayed alive in the work songs of African Americans. This one's number 3, please, Jim. This is Give Me That Old Time Religion from Come Sunday. Charlie and Hank swinging a little old-time religion. I feel compelled to add some vocals. This is vocal music after all. I'd like to end this session with a song performed by one of my favorite singers in the American gospel genre, Mavis Staples. Staples was born in Chicago, Illinois on July 10, 1939. She began her career with her family group in 1950. Initially singing locally at churches and appearing on a weekly radio show, the Staples scored a hit in 1956 with Uncloudy Day for the VJ label. When Mavis graduated from high school the following year, the Staples singers took their music on the road. Led by family patriarch Roebuck Pop Staples on guitar, and including the voices of Mavis and her sisters Cleatha, Yvonne, and her brother Purvis, the Staples were called God's greatest hit makers. With Mavis's voice and pop songs, singing, and guitar playing, the Staples evolved from enormously popular gospel singers to become the most spectacular and influential spirituality-based group in America. By the mid-1960s, the Staples singers, inspired by Pop's close friendship with Martin Luther King Jr., became the spiritual and musical voices of the civil rights movement. Mavis went on to a solo career that has seen her collaborate with producer, composer, and guitarist Jeff Tweedy on a number of her most recent releases. I'd like to sample a song that she recorded in 1996 on the Verve Jetan label. Recorded in Louisiana, not very far from Mahalia Jackson's birthplace, Spirituals and Gospel is a 13-song tribute to the legendary Queen of Gospel. Jackson was a close family friend and a significant influence on Mavis Staples' life. Mavis's vocals lead all the tracks, with Lucky Peterson on Hammond B3 organ and piano. Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen is also an African-American spiritual that originated during the period of slavery, but was not published until 1867. I think that after you listen to this, you'll agree that Mavis has seen some trouble. This is number 4, please, Jim.
Trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. If you get there before I do, oh, yes, Lord, tell all of my friends I'm coming on too. Glory, hallelujah. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Don't nobody know the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. No, no, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Nobody knows trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. No, don't nobody know the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Ooh, hey, my Lord, yeah. Nobody knows, nobody knew. Well, 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 nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. He knows all about it. Hey. Oh, my Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus. Thanks, Mavis. That wraps up my brief look at gospel music. Thank you very much.
We hope that you've enjoyed these swinging renditions of some notable songs from the gospel tradition. These artists use familiar melodies to enhance their improvisations that respect tradition while expanding on it. Music from the church will remain an important source of inspiration for jazz performers. We recorded the live presentation in December 2018. Now we have time to play a little more from marvelous Mavis Staples. From her album, Spirituals and Gospel, dedicated to Mahalia Jackson, here is Wade in the Water.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. See that host dressed in white. God's gonna trouble the water. It looks like the children of the Israelite. God's gonna trouble the water. Come on and wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. See that host all dressed in red. He's gonna trouble the water. It looks like the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. My God's gonna trouble the water.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose, live recording by Jim Holland, script edits by David Sillery, Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.